started it, it was in a time, for me personally, I guess, it was in a time of growth for me and getting used to my environment and getting used to being alone. You know, I was alone and I was like, all right, how can I use what's happening in my heart, what's happening in my mind, what's happening in like my spirit? How can I use that to be something that's useful, not only for myself, but for those out there that are either going through the same thing?
We are back at Latinx Nation. I'm your host, Sal, along with my amazing co-host,
Melanie.
Hey, that worked out.
Melanie and Carla.
Yes.
Yeah. In case you guys were wondering why Carla sounds a little different this week, it is because we've been in quarantine and we don't know how to speak to people.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
She's a robot now.
She is a robot now. She's giving up.
Damn.
No, we've been like taking time, like doing our own thing this week, just with the whole situation that's been going on with quarantine and stuff like that. So me and Melanie have been like isolating along with like her parents and my parents. And then Carla and Dwayne, they decided to go to the mountains where it's safe. Or at least safer than out in the city. So she's on her way back.
Yes.
She's in a car right now.
Yes. Hi, guys. We decided to just kind of, like, take a drive where, like, there's nobody. And there was just, like, mountains. And it was just, like, really nice to take some time, not only away from what's happening in our current world, in our current country, state, city, wherever you're at, but as well from just like society, and which I'm really grateful for, because sometimes, like, I think we are seeing this crisis as like this is such a bad thing happening to our world, which I know it is, but I'm looking at it now in like such a positive perspective, where it's like, I'm thankful that this is happening, because people are actually stepping out of the being on your phones, being on social media, just sitting at home watching TV, which I know a lot of people are doing that. And that's, I mean, but even like you guys, right? Like Sal and Melanie, you guys were doing karaoke the other night at home. And like, so it was just like nice to kind of like step out of a regular lifestyle in home, you know, home and work, because I'm still working, because I'm essential as a barista and as a cafe manager. Dwayne is still working because he works in a restaurant. So, you know, it was nice to finally step out of that and be like, all right, where are we at as individuals in our relationship, as in our professions, in our goals, like, where are we at? And so it was nice to, like, step out of, like, such a crowded, like, lifestyle in a sense of what we're used to, and step into something where it's, like, more open and, like, get in tune with Mother Nature. Like, what is it that Mother Nature wants us to do, you know?
Right.
So I hope everybody heard that. I hope it sounds perfect.
No, you know I'll do my best. I'll even it out. But that's good, though. I'm glad that you took that step and just clearing yourself away from just all of this that's going on. Because it's not that it's, like, devastating and then, like, because I know for some people it is. But for a majority, it's just, like, you're stepping back. You know, like, you're just kind of stuck. And
yeah.
It's hard to get to adjust to that, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's awesome what Ashley from
Ashley, yeah, from Fly Jewelry.
Yeah, Fly Jewelry. I don't know why I was going to say something else. But yeah, Ashley, what she said during our live video last week is, it's crazy how this pandemic is making us take a step back, to do things that we're already supposed to be doing, things mm-hmm. That we once used to do, you yeah. know, and I think that's like a great point. It's we used to call each other over the phone, right? We used to like I remember middle school, right? Middle school was lit. Like I would get home from school and like do my homework, right? My mom would like force me to like sit there, just finish it until it's done, and I'm like, all right, let's do this, man. Then we'd eat dinner, and then after I can get phone time. And I would call my friends, and they're like, how about you? When I literally just saw them probably like 4 hours ago.
Right.
But it's like, you know, like we're calling each other. Like, so doing things like that, like that used to be normal, you know? Now it's like we're just on social media scrolling, which it's not bad, but I think to a certain extent, like, you know, sometimes we get so like driven by that. And
yeah.
then that clutters our self-consciousness to really make an accurate decision. Like, is this really what I want to do? You know, or you can't really, and that was like my perspective, you know, like, should we go out? Should we not? Like, oh, I don't want to go out because the social media is telling me to do this and do that. Like, oh, you know, so it's like, Carla, stop.
Make it can be overwhelming. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like making a decision for myself and then like, what is it going to benefit me? What is also going to be safe for others that are going to be around me, especially during this pandemic? And what is going to, like, you know, overall, what is going to be a logical decision that you would make, not that social media makes for you?
Exactly.
So I think that's like I think this overall thing, as negative as it can be seen, it definitely can still be seen in a very positive perspective.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, now I think Gary Vee said it, like, I think today or yesterday. Whereas, like, this is time that you need to be pushed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like, you now have, there's no excuses now, even more so. Like, you have the time and you have an exponential amount of time to yourself to do the things that you wanted to do when you had work or you had chores or errands that you put in the way of as an excuse, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's definitely like, one, it's giving us a reset
yeah.
as human beings. And then two, it's also giving our mother nature a reset.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's like a beautiful thing. You know, we're not at the beaches or we're not at these clubs. We're not at these bars. We're nature a reset in a sense as well. We're not driving as much, you know. Driving out here, there wasn't any cars. Like, it was just like semis,
yeah,
you know, and people from that specific town or something. But you know, it's like really, really small. And so I'm like, well, wow, there's really nothing out here. And so to me, it's like giving the whole earth a reset.
Yeah, you know, mother nature always wins.
It's so true, though. It's so true. There's nothing beating Mother Nature at
no.
all.
No.
So.
Well, yeah, we just wanted to see, like.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, I thought it was a really good breather, you know, mm-hmm. a breather to just kind of, like, we were able to see the sunset today and just, like, wow. You know, that's beautiful right there. And
that
I don't
awesome.
Have to go spend $30, $40 at a restaurant and have dinner. You know, one, I'm like saving money and I'm enjoying such a beautiful, like, view with my partner, you know, and it's just like such a beautiful moment.
Right.
And I didn't have to go pay a theater, a restaurant and all this. Like, it saves us money.
Yeah, you got to actually experience things firsthand, you know?
Yeah. Yes. So it was really nice. But
that's awesome.
But we're doing good. We're doing good and we're ready to go back and hustle and let's tackle it one day at a time. That's really what my mentality's been, one day at a time. Because I can't sit here and be like, okay, what's going to happen tomorrow? What if I get the corona? What if my family gets the corona? What if my coworkers, like, I could sit there and be and thinking these things, you know, which, I mean, it is very possible because of how this pandemic is moving, but that's killing me right now, you know? So it's like, I can't do that. I need to take
yeah.
it one step at a time.
Exactly. You can't live your life in fear because you won't go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, yeah, I just want I wanted to see what your mentality was like going into like your decision into just taking a break away from this whole self-isolation thing, because people are reacting differently to it. And throughout this time, we want to ask people like just online, like to tell us about your experiences, like, and comment below once you post about this episode. Like, tell us what you think about everything that's going on, like your perspective on what's happening and what you and your family are doing. Like me and Melanie, she has school.
Yeah,
still, like,
it's been keeping me busy.
Yeah, exactly. Tell them, like, even though, like, you're not going to school physically or you're not doing your hours, like, you still have work, right?
Yeah. And, like, I'm taking this moment to try to, like, catch up because I was, like, behind in school. Mm-hmm. And even then, it's still a little hard. But, yeah, it's been keeping me busy for sure.
That has to be tough, too, because, you know, you have work to do, but you're in a room or you're in your house all day, and it can be kind of tiresome because, you know, you don't have, like, a designated work area.
Yeah, usually, like, both, like, even before this whole thing started, like, I used to like going to, like, either a coffee shop or just somewhere, or the library, just somewhere so I can actually just get out of my house and get in a different, like, environment and do my homework there, because it keeps me, like, actually more motivated.
Yeah.
But now here, I have to be accountable for, like, my own, like, self. Like,
yeah.
Me actually doing it here.
Yeah, so,
let's
different.
Do this. Look, we'll do this. We're going to set up a bar station in my room, and I'll be the barista. And you just pay me, and I'll make you a drink, and I can be loud, too, and I can be like, caramel macchiato.
I've seen that on TikTok already. Yes, people are doing that. I saw that yesterday on TikTok.
Yeah, they beat us to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still down to do it.
South Korea. What can that be?
Or record it.
I can wear my apron. I can bring all my, like, I can act like I have an espresso machine and be like, and I'll just order for Melanie.
A grande.
Oh my god.
Grande matcha.
Well, if you guys didn't know her order, that's it.
Avocado toast.
Oh,
a medium on top.
That's
not.
No, yeah, I'm sure it's like definitely like hard for sure. But man, but people are definitely getting creative. You know,
oh, hell yeah,
it's really awesome.
I love that. I love when creativity is pushed. You know.
Yeah,
it sounds dope.
Yeah, like Melanie was saying, the one that where the kid turned 21 or something, and like they still did, like his parents made it, like had a party or something. And
yeah.
Like, what was it, Melanie?
I think someone was like the bouncer or something.
It looked
they were
like her
checking
mom.
The ID.
Yeah. And they put like a Liga around her arm, pretending it to be like a 21 and over wristband to get into the club.
That's funny.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Hey, my birthday, 28 on the 7th. We're gonna do that at my house. It's
I'm
just gonna be
down.
Like,
I'll come in a suit.
We have disco lights and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my god, I'm down.
Yo, I'll come in like a black two-piece suit, pretend to be the bouncer. I'll shave all my hair so I can look like.
No, don't shave your hair. Don't scare us.
I'm gonna commit to the role. All right.
Yeah. It's definitely like I can only imagine. Like, I don't know. Maybe I should look up more ideas of like how people are celebrating their party, but yeah, I was just about to say I can only imagine how it is to have your birthday party during now, but I guess I'm gonna experience it in like a week and a half.
Yeah. I know some of my friends, I think I showed you guys that they like the girls like even dressed up with like their long dresses and everything, even though they weren't going out, they still got all ready.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure the party will be fun, and I mean, at the end of the day, it's like hanging out with the ones I love, and it's like, you know, mainly that's like family. I don't really hang out with like much people outside of that.
That's true, yeah.
Like I mean, I do love my friends and they're outside of my house, obviously, but it's like usually like, what am I doing? Working, going home. So it's like,
right.
I spend more than most of my days, like, with people that are just, I live with. So it can't be that hard for me to, like, celebrate my party, my birthday.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But that's honestly, I don't know. I don't know what other ideas people have been doing.
I don't know. I want people to share with us, like, what's going on, like, either on Instagram or, like, just follow us on TikTok. You know, we're going to be putting up some videos up there.
Oh, gosh.
Isolation.
We're new to it, though.
Yeah, we're new to it. So we'll figure it out as we go. But I'm sure it'll be entertaining for some, if not for all. So, yeah, follow us on there. It's Latinx Nations. You'll find us. You'll recognize the symbol. And, yeah, on Instagram, let us know. Instagram, Facebook. Tell us, like, the things that you and your family are doing, like, to, as you're going through this time, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm eager to see, like, what people are creating, how people are still pursuing their goals and being hustlers during this time. I mean, obviously, if you're essential workers, like myself, like Dwayne, the medical field workers, like, you know, props.
Ridiculous props
to everybody that's working still, putting their life in, like, risk, and then as well, you know, picking up the hustle. Because aside from, like, yeah, you know, we're putting ourselves at risk. Holy shit! I'm just gonna say it, like, everybody's on edge.
Yeah, like, it doesn't even compare to, like, what all the people in the medical field are going through.
Yeah. So everybody's on edge, dealing with, like, we've had people come into Starbucks, yell at us why we're not wearing masks. And it's like, dude, one, we can't find them, okay? And yeah, if I were to find them, I'd rather give it to a medical, like, person than, like, myself. And then two, like, that's not allowed. Like, we're not requiring those here at Starbucks because, you know, we're barely, like, working with a bare minimum.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they've even yelled at us for having more than 10 people work. But that's the thing, like, it's so hard. Like,
yeah,
we might have, like, eight, nine people working, but oh my gosh, like, especially if you're the only drive-through and those that work in the same field as me, especially if you're the only one open in that area, you are getting bombarded with, like,
order 50 to after 60, order,
like,
yeah,
customers per hour. You know, you're hitting the 1,000, like, 5,000 mark, like, on a day, like, sales, you know, which for drive through only, that is fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely, like, you know, I give props to everybody that's working right now, for sure.
Yeah, because it's tough times, you know, and you can only make them as tough as you react to, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just, you know, we have to be the support system for everybody. You have to support yourself and just be considerate and compassionate with everyone around you, because we're all going through some deep shit right now, you know?
Yeah. It's true.
Take it one day at a time.
Yeah. What have you been doing, Sal, that's been, like, creative for you?
I've been working on music. I am a producer on the side. You know, I'm a sound engineer, and I have a love for producing. So I've just been working on music. I've been making beats and just working on ballads, trying to see what songs can come up. And I've been wanting to, like, let people know, like, if you guys want to collaborate, I can email you some samples and then just see, like, what we can do from there. Just, I want to help people out creatively, just so they can feel like they have something to work on. They have something to work with, you know?
Get
those creative juices working. So, if you guys want to collaborate, just let me know. You can DM me or email me. DM me at Sal the Sound Guy, or you can email me, like, once you DM me. I'll set you up.
That's cool. That is really awesome that you're doing music. You know, I think this is, like, a really good moment to, like, be creative and be productive in your skills, whatever it is that you have. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but also as well, like learning how to cook. Like, I think that's, like, a big one right now where, you know, people are, like, I think this is such a good moment to like learn how to cook.
Oh, I know. Yeah. We were making tamales today. It was fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you made Salvadorian tamales.
Yeah, we made some Salvadorian tamales. Like, we're about to go eat them as soon as, like, we're done with the episode. So, I'm excited. And then they're going to be here. They're going to be ready for you once you show up.
Yes. So, you guys are telling me that you guys can make tamales now from scratch without my
No.
I'm telling you that we have practice. I'm not telling you we're good yet.
Not yet. We still require more training.
This was day one.
Yeah. Well, I did make pupusas this weekend, and they came out amazing, of course. And
nice.
I made them before, like I know how to make them, but you know, yeah, the sauce was amazing.
just the process of it, you know, especially doing it like in a secluded area.
Yeah. So making like food overall was just like, okay, I need to start picking it up a little bit more. Like, this is also like a good moment to like start working out. I've been doing that, like, not every day, but like as simple as like these like 10 push-ups a day, right? The challenges that they're doing, or
nobody challenges me because they know how overweight I am, so that I don't bold it.
Okay.
Here's a break.
I've gotten challenged to three things. I've gotten challenged to taking a shot, which I haven't done because I didn't have any alcohol. I've gotten challenged to the push-up one. I haven't done the video, but I'll do it. And then I've gotten challenged to brewing some coffee at home. And so I haven't been at home, so I need to go do all three of them. But yeah, so like these challenges, like, you know, they're super smart. Like, and that's like adding to your self-care, you know, where it's like...
Exactly.
I think it's an awesome thing, you know.
I'm about to do one push-up right now. <Just
kidding>. Melanie has been on the floor this whole time, so she's like doing random workouts. Like right now, she's doing push-ups.
That's good, dude. When summertime comes around, hopefully this blows over. We're gonna be wearing bikinis, all of us.
All of us, even me.
Even you, Sal. Wait.
Please don't. I don't think the world should see that.
I don't think you want the world to see that.
No, all right, just wear Speedos, guys.
Just Speedos. That's it.
Start working out the chicken legs.
I mean, I don't got chicken legs. I got, like, buffalo legs.
All the guys out there sometimes, you know, though. It's like sometimes guys don't know how to work out, you know.
That's true. We focus on shoulders and biceps.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just been like, I don't know, I think now that as quarantine keeps going on and on, I feel like people are getting connected more, which is awesome. I'm like, I feel positivity coming around the corner.
I know, yeah, I do too. Because it has to get worse in order for it to get better, you know. It's, you know me, I'm annoyingly positive, and I embrace that.
Yeah,
so yeah,
no,
whatever comes up,
totally good.
Yeah, whatever comes up, you know, we ready for it.
Yeah, it's true. But, yeah, I mean, we just got to keep staying positive and creative, especially in our talents that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, right now we have the time. Like, why not build on that skill, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was all I really had planned to talk about. Just, like, kind of have, like, an update of, like, what we've been doing and, like, why we took a week off and... You know, just kind of sharing what we've been doing, and have this as an invite for all of our listeners and newcomers to the Latinx team. Like, hey, you know, we want to know what you're doing. We want to spread the positivity, spread like productivity and creativity. A lot of ibbities, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So it's definitely like, I think taking a week off was like, all right. You know what? This is a time to grow in your time, and you gotta use it, you know. And it's like, and started it. It was in a time for me personally, I guess. It was in a time of growth for me and getting used to my environment and getting used to being alone. You know, I was alone, and I was like, all right, how can I use what's happening in my heart, what's happening in my mind, what's happening in, like, my spirit, how can I use that to be something that's useful, not for my, not only for myself, but for those out there that are either going through the same thing. And so, boom, right? It happened. And so now, because this is something that we have created, you know, the team, the Latinx team, it's like, no, we can't just like, you know what, because this pandemic is taking over, I'm going to stop it, you know, or we're going to stop it. Like, let's keep going with what we're building.
Yeah, exactly. Just work with what we got.
That's not getting hundreds and hundreds of dollars for us doing this, but this is helping our mental health.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is super beneficial. It doesn't even, like you said, it doesn't have to be about money or anything. Like, we're not making money off of this. You know, this is just to spread, like, community, create something that's bigger than just the three of us or the four of us or, like, anyone that's, like, on our team. Like, this is about just building a community that can get through things like this, you know?
Yeah, it's true. So hopefully we have some cool projects coming up from INX. Be ready. Mm-hmm. I'm sure things are gonna come up.
I'm pretty sure a lot of things are gonna spiral into like everyone's lap once like this all passes over.
I know, right? Maybe merch. I don't know. Maybe like a party afterwards. I don't know. We'll do something. Yeah.
You know us. We're crazy. We'll get it going.
Yeah, just keep your eyes open.
Uh-huh.
Your ears as well.
And if you have anyone that you recommend to have us on our podcast, we can do like a phone call or a video call.
Yeah,
that'd be really fun. We want to talk to people. We want to see how they're doing, if they got something to say, and talk about this situation.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think it'd be really cool to have like a guest on the episode, but I mean, and like have it as a call or a FaceTime, you know, I think like that's going to add to, especially to what we're living right now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be really fun.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, I'm excited to get home and have some tamales.
Hell yeah.
For sure. So.
I know, we're in the next room. I'm just dying. I want the
whole. I'm going to try to cut this short because I know that, one, I'll probably lose service soon. And then, two, I know you're craving the tamales. I can smell them from over here.
I know.
So.
All right. Boy.
Well, everybody, thank you. Stay positive. We love you. We appreciate you. And then stay tuned because we're excited to have you guys on the episode. If it's you that yourself is listening or your friends that you're thinking of, please, you know, link them up with us, and we have the Skype, we have the Facebook, whatever the FaceTiming that we can do, and we can sound the genius, the technical genius here. So for sure, he'll figure out a way to connect us for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, va pues.
Vámonos.
Bye.